We typically talk to Ken Levitt of the New York Daily News on Mondays, but since the state legislature concluded a special session Thursday, we're taking special time to speak with Ken on this Friday. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Ken, what was taken care of in this special session?
A whole bunch of things. A two-year extension of the mayoral control law that gives Mayor de Blasio in New York City control over the city school system. Dozens of local sales taxes for counties that were set to expire and needed to be extended. They were extended 3 years, mayoral control 2 years. There was flood relief for upstate areas. There was a bailout for an upstate racetrack casino. There was a whole slew of things that actually got done in the end, but it wasn't easy.
And did that leave anything that remains for lawmakers?
No, I mean, unless the federal budget, carves a hole when they get done with it in the state's budget, or the health care bill has to be dealt with here in New York, I wouldn't expect to see the lawmakers back until January.
And aside from the special session, Governor Andrew Cuomo has declared a state of emergency in regards to the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. What does that involve?
Well, he said it would help them with their procurement. It would ease up some of the requirements to let out contracts and hire vendors. He also committed $1 billion to the $8 billion the state already committed to the MTA's capital program, a five-year capital program. The governor's been under intense pressure from critics who say that he's really been hands-off on how he's dealt with the MTA. And, heading into an election year, I wrote a column earlier this week that basically said that the summer of hell that commuters are expected to face down in the New York City area this summer could turn into a train wreck electorally for the governor next year if things don't get fixed soon enough.
And sticking with transportation, Uber and Lyft started operating their ride-hailing services in upstate New York and Long Island on Thursday. Why did state lawmakers want this expansion?
That is a great example of the upstate-downstate divide and how frustrating it is for people upstate. You looked at New York City, which allowed Uber and Lyft, and yet they also had subways and buses and commuter rails and also even rickshaws. Yet upstate, which has limited mass transit opportunities, was without Uber and without Lyft, without ride-sharing, and it was very frustrating to a lot of people. I think the lawmakers got the message, and they finally approved it earlier this year, and it went into effect on Thursday.
Ken Levitt of the New York Daily News. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.